earlier when we were talking about the Charlie Kirk, was it called a memorial or a celebration?
Memorial, yeah.
Memorial, not because he already had his funeral, but a celebration where some 200,000 people, I think, tried to get in, and it was packed up to like 100,000 people. And the pictures definitely show that. One of the things that Trump talked about there is he made it clear that he hates his enemies and he wants them to do badly. And now Pam Bondi, his attorney general, Pam Bondi is basically, you know, the attorney general is supposed to be working for the United States, not at the behest of the president. But Donald Trump thinks that the attorney general is his personal lawyer who should do his things for him. And again, like Trump, like through all these MAGA people, they have trouble differentiating between things that go out in the public and on the platforms that go out in the public and the ones that go out in the private. Right. We've seen where they were, wasn't it Hegseth thought he was on a private thing. And then he sent out all these mm-hmm. flight plans for this thing. And anyway, Donald Trump was, I think he meant to do this. This was on his Truth Social.
Doesn't seem like it.
But no, I think he was sending her like an email yelling at who he thinks is his employee. Right. And he says, Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially same old story as last time. All talk, no action. Nothing is being done. What about Comey, Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia? They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is going to be done. Then we almost put in a Democratic-supported U.S. attorney in Virginia with a really bad Republican past, a woke rhino, Republican in name only, if you don't know what that means. That's kind of an old term, who was never going to do his job. That's why two of the worst Dem senators pushed him so hard. He even lied to the media and said he quit, and that was not the case. No, I fired him, and there is a great case, and many lawyers and legal pundits say so. Lindsey Halligan is a really good lawyer and likes you a lot. We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. They impeached me twice and indicted me five times over nothing. Justice must be served now. President DJT sent that on September 20th to his attorney general as though that is his personal lawyer. Now, I'm a lawyer, and you know, sometimes my clients act like they're working for me. Yeah. They'll say, oh, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. I said, look, you're my boss, right? You hire me. You pay me. I'm work for you. You're my clients. I work for you. And I have a lot of clients that think they know the law. Well, can't we do this? And can't we do that? And can't we do this? And I got to say, no, well, you can't. You don't have a claim here. I mean, I could sue it out, I suppose, but I could get, there's a thing in the rules of professional responsibility called Rule 11. And Rule 11 stands for the proposition that you cannot bring a claim or a case that has no legal foundation. You can bring claims that have novel arguments, but you have to have a good faith basis that this is at least a potentially winnable case. So lawyers call it colorable. That it's you might not think it's the strongest claim, but it's actually a claim, and you have enough facts to make it an issue. You might lose it, but just the fact that you don't win the claim doesn't mean that it was Rule 11. It means you bring something that there's no basis in law for, and that's the position that he's putting Pam Bondi in. He's basically telling them just because these people had something to do with the fact that he was impeached, that had something to do with him getting indicted, which is, by the way, that is with the grand jury, that he now that gives him the right to bring criminal charges against him. And notice in here, he doesn't say anything what the criminal charges are, what they would be, what he expects Pam Bondi to do. And I mean, so I've got to sit there and wonder. That's just got to be a terrible position for Pam Bondi to be in. I mean, to just sit there and take this abuse from him when she doesn't even work for him. She works for the Department of Justice, not for Donald Trump. And so I don't know why she doesn't just retire, I mean, or quit. But I guess there must be something. I guess it's, you know, if you're the Attorney General of the United States, that's not an easy position to get into. And you work awful hard to get there. Mm-hmm. And she got there. And she's at this great position. But now, like everybody who's Trump's lawyer, you know, a lot of them have gotten disbarred because they have done things that they shouldn't have done because Donald Trump wanted them to do it. Or they've got reprimanded, at least, by bringing claims in which there was no basis, no foundation. He's brought a lot of claims with no basis or no foundation. And as a present lawyer, also a lawyer, I feel sorry because I've had clients that do that to me. It's rough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, it's a very difficult spot to be in, being.
Yes.
the Attorney General under Donald Trump.
At least she's getting paid because he's not paying her legal bills.
That's a very good
point. She's getting paid a salary by the United States, by the Department of Justice, okay?
Are you saying he has a history of not paying those who do work for him?
Yes.
I've never heard that before. first of all, the note he wrote that we think was supposed to be an email but was instead posted on Truth Social, then deleted from Truth pretty quickly. I just love that he writes Adam Shifty Schiff. That he felt the need in what we believe to be personal correspondence to the AG still to throw in that nickname.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that man is devoted to the brand. He is devoted to the brand. Good for him. But, if you're paying Bondi, I guess, this is probably a good thing. Now all of America sees the correspondence that's supposed to happen behind closed doors that you're getting. You're getting, look at this. This is president from the most powerful person in the United States, if not most powerful person in the world, demanding that I do his bidding.
Yes, and that's not her job.
No.
That's not her job is to prosecute and investigate crimes.
Okay. It is.
It is. But
she seems happy at times to do the other thing.
She has. But I mean, look, I mean, what are the charges? What does he think that they did wrong other than they went after him? They say,
well, that's what they did wrong. That's number one.
So Comey was the AG before, right? And he actually delivered. I mean, he had a lot to do with him beating Hillary. Comey is the one that dumped the emails right before the election and said, well, we're not going to do it. She was under investigation and he didn't lift that investigation until after she had lost. But he dumped a lot of her emails, got dumped. Comey hurt Hillary. Comey actually helped Trump win, not intentionally by any means, but the way he handled the Hillary matter back in 2016. And Adam Schiff, look, he's in Congress. They have a right to bring impeachment charges. And they agreed. They voted. And that's a political move. That's not a legal move. Okay. That's not legal. That is legal. You can impeach the president. And if you get the Congress or you get the Senate to convict him, that's how it works. You're not breaking the law by doing that. So, I mean, look, I think this is pretty obvious that he's got nothing on these, but he won't give up on it with Pam Bondi. So,
yeah, in his mind, they had nothing on him. I guess he's convinced himself of that.
Yeah, but that's not a crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not a crime. I mean, it's not a, he doesn't get that. I get that. He feels that the DOJ is his own tool. Now, but remember, he used to blame Biden for what Letitia was doing. And Letitia works for the state of New York. She didn't work for Biden, even the federal government.
Yeah, well, everything Biden.
Yeah,
it was Biden's.
Right, Biden. Biden wasn't doing. Biden had nothing to do with any of these convictions. I'm just saying that. Nothing to do with it. Any of his convictions or any of his indictments.
Mm-hmm.
Biden had nothing to do with it that we know of.
He didn't pick the grand jury.
Didn't tell him what to do. No. And how can you sit there and say that Biden is so out of it, but yet he's a mastermind of getting all this stuff done in New York? I don't think so. So. Anyway, I feel sorry for Pam Bondi, but I guess she could always do something else if she wanted. And when we come back, a couple of Republicans, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, have actually come out in favor of free speech. We'll talk about that when we come back here on The Chad Hartman Show.